Hello, everyone. The show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. Today, I have the fabulous pianist Mary Louise Knutson as my guest. We are in Creation Audio Studios with Steve Weiss and Miles Hansen because ML is a great piano player and we need a great piano for her to sound terrific. So welcome, Mary Louise.
Thanks, Joan.
Thanks so much for coming in today.
You're welcome.
You sent me some tunes that you'd like to play, and some are standards, and some are originals, which I was thrilled to see, because I love your writing.
Oh, thanks.
So what would you like to play first?
Well, I'd like to do a tune called My Shining Hour. It's by Harold Arlind and Johnny Mercer, written in 1943, and I really just became familiar with this tune when I heard Monty Alexander play it.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
a great pianist.
Yeah.
And he was just swinging the heck out of it. And we're not going to do like his arrangement or anything. We're just going to kind of do our own arrangement of mm-hmm. it today. But I just was inspired by him to play this tune at all. So
oh, he's inspiring totally.
Yes,
yeah,
totally.
Okay. So count her off.
All right. I'll do an intro
all
here.
Right. Oh, ML, that was great. If you just tuned in, that was Mary Louise Knutson on the piano. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. The show is talking about jazz with a great standard by Harold Arlen called My Shining Hour. You know, that's not one that gets played all the time.
Yeah.
So it's nice. I'm glad you made me practice it a little bit. So, really beautiful, beautiful song. So the next one you've got on our list here is Swonderful.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about that one for a minute.
Well, I started playing this tune a couple years ago. I was actually going to visit an aunt of mine who lived in a nursing home north of the Twin Cities. I was going to visit her every once in a while, and I thought she really needs some music, you know. And she was a pianist herself,
uh-huh.
And I could see, I mean, everybody, you know, in those nursing homes, they need some music.
Yeah.
And I started going to play for her every once in a while, and this was a tune I just thought, hey, you know, what kind of tunes might she like? And this is a tune from 1927. And, you know, I thought, well, this is maybe, you know, her era or something. And so I just started playing it, and I found out she really liked it. So,
oh, great.
You know, I kind of think of her when I play this tune. And I've been playing it sort of up lately, you know, mm-hmm. at a quicker tempo. But I thought today, you know, we should do something different with it. And, you know, I thought it would be fun to do a bossa nova.
Counter off.
I'll just start.
Okay. Yeah.
With a little intro here.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Beautiful, ML. That was Mary Louise Knutson on the piano playing It's Wonderful by George Gershwin. Well, ML, we've been playing together a long time in various events and kind of stuff. And one thing I have just always loved about you is that your swinging feel is so strong. And
thank you.
Easy to play, and the groove is always, you know, in the way jazz musicians would say, is really wide and really deep.
Aww.
And it makes it always feel good to play with you.
Oh,
and
thank you.
So I'm wondering, how does a girl develop that? I mean, what do you work on, or who did you listen to, or how did that come to be, you think?
Oh, you know, I have no idea. you know, I think back to the beginning when I started. I was turned on by jazz, you know, in high school and college, but I was just beginning, you know. I knew nothing about it, and I remember in college I was playing a written jazz piece in a practice room, and some guy knocked on the door, and he said, you know, your swing eighth notes aren't right.
The jazz police are everywhere, right?
Yeah, 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 yeah. You should check, you know, you should go listen to some jazz players because your swing feel isn't quite right. You know, it was, you know, when you're reading a written jazz piece, sometimes they write a dotted eighth note and a 16th note, and that makes it like a little ricky-tick sounding, and that's what I was doing. So I really did go and study. I listened to recordings, and I tried to match the phrasing and articulations and that of the masters. So I think that helped.
as far as my swing feel. And who did you listen to in particular, if you can remember?
For sure. I mean, right off the bat, I was listening to Bill Evans and Oscar Peterson and Chick Corea, Horace Silver. Oh, Ahmad Jamal. Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, beautiful. Herbie Hancock, you know, all the classic jazz players, you know, I just loved them. I mean, they've risen to the top for a reason, I guess.
Yeah.
You know, they're great.
Really, really true. Well, I see on the list that we have an Oscar Peterson tune.
Yes.
A blues, and he's one of my favorites. I started listening to Oscar in high school and just couldn't get enough of that.
So. I know. He's... I had the same feeling.
So what is this tune?
Oh, this is called Kelly's Blues. This is a tune that Oscar wrote, and a lot of people, you know Oscar for his virtuosic playing and his bluesy playing, but some people don't even know that he wrote tunes.
Oh, yeah, he wrote some really nice tunes.
Yeah, some really nice tunes. So this one he wrote in 1997 for his fourth wife, Kelly.
It's another story.
There Kelly is her name, yeah. So this is Kelly's Blues.
All right. So, ML, you want to...
Yeah, I'll start.
You'll start this guy,
all
right? Well, the blues have been played.
Have been played
so far. Oscar is just the best. You do that proud, ML. It's not every person that can play the blues. I mean, that's a kind of a skill, a sound.
a feeling, right?
A feeling. Yeah. But it's also a history and a vocabulary and a. It's just great because when you play the blues, I learned to play jazz in Kansas City, and they play blues every other tune practically, and it's never very fast, it's all about the feeling and dancing, and you do that, which
thank you.
Just awesome to hear.
So do you.
Can't help that. So, all right, so the next tune I'm looking on the list here is a tune called The Gringo, and this one is an arrangement of yours, is that right?
A little bit of an arrangement. Mm-hmm. This is by Horace Silver. Mm-hmm. And I liked what he did, but I just wanted to change it a little bit. He plays this tune really, really fast, and I wanted to slow it down a little and just throw a little something different on it. I don't know. I guess it is an arrangement. It's not a whole lot different. But let's see. Yeah, well, you know, Horace Silver wrote tunes like Song for My Father and Sister Sadie and The Preacher, for those of you who aren't sure who Horace Silver is. And he was a pioneer of the jazz style known as hard bop, which is one of my favorite styles.
Right.
So, yeah. I don't know. You want to play this tune?
I do, yeah. the Gringo by Horace Silver. And if you're just tuning in, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, and my guest today is the fabulous pianist, Mary Louise Knutson, and we're going to play a tune by Horace Silver called The Gringo.
One, two, three, one.
All right. You are listening to Mary Louise Knutson play a tune called The Gringo. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, on the bass there. And that was great.
Oh,
that
thanks.
That was a really fun tune. That's one that I don't think it's played a lot either.
Oh, yeah. So,
very nice.
Thank you.
Now we have, on my little list here, we have an original by you, a tune called Talk to Me. Is this on a recording that a person
yeah.
could find?
Yeah, this is on my latest CD, which is called In the Bubble, released in 2011.
Mm-hmm.
And, I recorded this with my trio. It's called Talk to Me, and I think it sort of feels like it's a conversation, an intimate conversation mm-hmm. between two people. And I don't know what it's about.
You didn't have a particular inspiration or anything.
No,
huh?
It's, you know, one of those things. It just comes out, and
mm-hmm.
I guess it speaks for itself. That's why we write music, right?
Yeah.
We don't write books or something like that.
But. Yeah, well, so do you write every day, ML, or is
I don't, no.
Do but, you have to kind of wait for the spirit, or do you have an idea of
you know,
how
when,
it fits in?
You
know?
When I'm wanting to create, a CD project or something, I sit down and I try to write every day.
Mm-hmm.
I make an effort at it. I'm not in the practice of it right now. But, I do sit down. You have to just show up and put the time in and see if anything happens. There have been many times where I show up and I try to write something and nothing happens. Nothing comes of it.
Yeah.
And it's very disappointing, but it sort of takes a lot of trust to feel that at some point something will happen and things are being developed in your mind or, mm-hmm. Every day, but they may not appear outwardly until, when you least expect it.
Right.
So you have to wait and be patient.
I hate that part.
Yeah.
and as far as like jazz recordings go or, do you feel it's important on your CDs to have a mix of originals and standards or all originals or all standards? Or what do you think is a recipe for you?
I do believe it is important to have standards and originals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you're a composer, I think it's important to have some standards as well as your originals.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's just for me, but because I think, when people are looking for music, I notice all the time that they want to, what songs are on your CD?
Mm-hmm.
And they're looking at the back cover and they're wanting to know. And if they don't recognize any titles, then they may say, I'm not so interested. And the point is, we are interested in having people hear our original music.
Mm-hmm.
So in order to pull people in, you got to give them something a little familiar.
That looks like, something that they would know already. So, yeah,
right,
that's great.
Right,
yeah.
Right. It's not that, I'm just putting standards on just to bring people in. I do like the standards as well,
mm-hmm.
But I think it's just sort of an easier connection that way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, if you've tuned in, this is the show is called Talking About Jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith, and I'm talking to Mary Louise Knutson about her music. And so we're going to play an original called Talk to Me.
Mm.
So, ML, let's get this
started off.
Going, huh? Thank you. was Mary Louise Knutson on the piano in Creation Studio, beautiful piano, playing an original called Talk to Me, and that one's on In the Bubble, I understand.
Ooh, yes.
That's right. That's a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Mary Louise, did you play that one for your aunt, too?
I didn't.
Oh, well, I think you should.
I wanted to play stuff for her that she knew, and actually there were a whole bunch of people gathered around for those events. So
yeah. Oh, really pretty.
Thanks.
So we are going to play the title tune to that CD.
Yeah.
So if people want that CD, where would they go to get it?
Well, they can always go to my website, MaryLouiseKnutson.com, which would send you anyway to Amazon.com or CD Baby, a lot of different places, but it's available everywhere. That's the new catchphrase.
Available everywhere.
Yes.
Well, with any luck at all, that would be right.
So. Yeah. Oh, iTunes, too. Yeah.
And iTunes, sure. And who's on that CD with you?
Gordy Johnson on bass, Phil Hay on drums, and some appearances by Greg Schutte on a couple tunes. He's a drummer. Also, Craig Hara, drummer, did one tune. And Steve Weiss and Miles Hansen were the recording engineers.
Ah, yeah. Well, they're the best,
yes.
If you ask me.
Yeah.
Well, okay, In the Bubble. Now, is there a story behind this title?
Or? There is.
Oh,
there
okay.
is a story. this one was inspired by a trip I took to Costa Rica with my beau and a couple friends. And we just had the best time there. We traveled at a time when not many people were traveling. There had been some hurricanes or something, and so we had the land to ourselves and all the tours, and it was so inexpensive, and, you know, it was, we just had the best time. You know, you do everything you want to do in Costa Rica, like zip lining and horseback riding, three wheeling, all these things we got to do.
Mm-hmm.
And it was so fun, and there was so much goodness in the whole thing that we thought we were in some bubble, protected, you know, from anything going bad, badly. And so we kept saying, oh, I think we're in the bubble, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And so I thought this tune really captured the feeling of that trip.
Of the feeling of being in the bubble.
Yeah, just having a great time and laid back and having fun.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're listening to Mary Louise Knutson at the piano. The show is talking about jazz, and we're going to play the title tune to her most recent recording project called In the Bubble.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Thank you.
We've been listening to Mary Louise Knutson on the piano playing the title tune for her most recent CD, In the Bubble. And that bubble is mostly cool for the bass player. there's a little bit of a challenge with the piano part at the beginning, but what a beautiful song. What a great time it was, I think, to go, if that's the kind of song that comes out of it.
So, it was.
Well, I think we have time for another tune. Maybe end with a standard.
Yes.
And we decided we were going to do Green Dolphin, I guess. But before we do that, what are you listening to these days? What's inspiring for you?
It's kind of strange. You know, being in the music business, you're always either performing or teaching or doing something musical. And so I sort of almost don't listen to a whole lot of music on the side because mm-hmm. My ears need a rest.
Yeah.
So I have not been, you know, actively listening lately, but some folks that I really love to hear, actually, one is pianist Jeff Keezer.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. from the Wisconsin area.
As are you.
Yeah, actually, my roots are in Wisconsin as well. Mm-hmm. He's a New Yorker, I'm sure of it, or mm-hmm. somewhere.
Yeah.
Or somewhere out in the country. But I love his playing. I love Kenny Werner's playing.
Oh, yeah.
Kenny Barron. Mm-hmm. Benny Green, you know, just all of these players, they have a great sense of melody, I think, and a great time feel and, you know, real tasty. Mm-hmm. I just love all their playing. There's a lot of wonderful new players out there that I would love to hear I just got to get to it.
Well, it is hard with, you know, a professional schedule and everything else. Yeah, it's not the carefree days of just listening and absorbing.
Yeah. Right, yeah.
Yeah, it makes it. And do you find you get any inspiration from your teaching? I mean, are there any things that in explaining that you go, oh, well, maybe I could think of it that way? Does that happen?
Yes, that happens all the time in teaching. It's like I learn while I'm teaching. Oh, maybe I should work on this too. Get a good idea. You know, you tell a student they should be transcribing, and then you look at yourself and you go, I haven't done any transcriptions lately. You know, I learn all the time. It's a good thing.
Yeah, that's what's, I think, fun about being a jazz musician is that there's always, you know, room for improvement and growth and absorbing of new interesting stuff.
Mm-hmm. So, it's a wide world.
Green Dolphin, is that the one
that
we should
play? Yeah, that
would be great. This is a great tune as well.
It's one of my faves.
All right. Well, count her off.
Okay. I'll just start it off here.
Thank you.
Joan.
That was really fun.
Beautiful solo.
Oh, well, I don't know about that. But
I wanted to yell out. I should have.
Well, like I said, it's always, you know, for those folks who don't know us very well, we've been playing together for many, many, many years. And, like, it is always easy to play with you because it's like, I feel like, you know, we just have
we
always
have a
just
foundation
connected.
Together.
Yeah, connected on some level, and we're just going to swing that and that. That
it's easy. Yes, it's wonderful.
Oh, that sounded
what a
awesome.
Treat. Thank you.
So the show, if you just tuned in, the show is talking about jazz. I'm your host, Joan Griffith. My guest today is the pianist Mary Louise Knutson. We've been recording in Creation Studio with Steve Weiss and Miles Hansen. And we hope you tune back into KBM for further episodes. So thank you, Mary Louise, and check out her music.
Thank you, Joan.